Lotus Pond and the Centipede. About 400 years ago, there was a great monk called Lien Chu, which means Lotus Pond. He hoped that all living creatures could be born in the Lotus Pond in Buddha Amitabha's Western Pure Land. Once, he saw a man with a bunch of centipedes strung out on a sliver of bamboo. They were suffering so much. Lien Chu asked, "Would you be so kind as to free those centipedes?" "No way. These are poisonous centipedes that make good medicine. I won't let them go." "But I might sell them to you if you paid." "That's fine with me. How much do you want?" Even though that man was very rude, Master Lien Chu smiled and talked politely to him. He bought all the centipedes, but they were almost all dead because they had been skewered on that bamboo spike. Only one was still in good shape. It looked at the master for a long time. Then it ran away on all its legs. Sometime later, Lien Chu and a friend were sitting around talking about Buddhist sutras, teachings of the Buddha. Suddenly, his friend's face went pale. "Look at the size of that centipede!" A huge, hairy centipede was crawling up the master's sleeve. His friend ran for a stick to brush it off, but the centipede wouldn't move. The master did not seem at all worried. "What if it bites you?" The master spoke to the centipede. "Could you be that centipede that I set free a while back? If you are, just sit there quietly, and I will teach you about Buddhism." The centipede did not move. So the master very gently said, "Anyone who wants to thoroughly understand what all the Buddhas know has to see that the nature of everything in the universe is a product of our minds. Our life is made by our minds. A person with a vicious heart becomes a wolf or a tiger. A person with a poisonous mind becomes a snake or a scorpion or some other poisonous insect. You are now a poisonous centipede. Is this just chance? No. You must have had a poisonous mind in a past life. If you want to leave behind your sufferings, leave behind your poisonous mind, you will be free. But only you can free yourself. Do you understand? Good. Now, it's time for you to go. Be good." The centipede slowly crawled out the window. The master's friend slowly crawled out from under his seat. The master told him, "You may think animals are free, but they live in fear. Worse than that, they live in ignorance. Life is filled with suffering. If you want to be free from constant rebirth within suffering, ask Buddha Amitabha to take you to live in his Pure Land. There, you can study to become a Buddha yourself. you will be free from all unhappiness, from rebirth. And then you can save other living beings. Isn't that better than living and dying? Living and dying. Living and dying.